Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LA Talk Radio. I want to thank the Want Institute for sending us to be with you each and every week. And I want to remind everybody of the call-in number, 323-203-0815. And I want to tell you, if you are interested in being in our groups, you need to get on the waiting list. And the way to do that is reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com to get on the list. Dr. Allen, we're live on the air. How are you?
I'm just fine. I waited.
Excellent, excellent. We were lucky enough to have Patricia Allen last week, and I want to remind everybody that next week we will be having Robert Storr. Robert talks That's about right. suicide prevention. And somebody reached out to me today. Go ahead.
Kelly, I think you said Patricia Allen instead of Eltinge.
Oh, no, Eltinge last week. Yeah, Patricia on her dreams. Next week is Robert. Yeah. Somebody reached out to me today and said, I can't find the show with the gentleman who is suicide prevention. I gave them all of Robert's information, told him he'll be on next week. Very excited about that. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing fine. I'm reading my science books, and I love that. And so I'm keeping myself entertained, at least my brains.
Yeah, and energized.
Yes.
So it's pouring rain down here. Oh, we've got a caller. You are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there's Brian.
Well, yes. It's always nice to be appreciated and respected, and I do have a new girlfriend who I think was the one that I was telling you about for a couple of months, who was long distance, but, you know, our goal is to get together once a month, but I don't know, sometimes she goes back and forth on things, and I think about your irrational, logical, and irritating, and I was wondering, you know, how does that fit into the idea that I want to be respected and, you know, sometimes her changing her mind on a lot of things.
I got news for you. She has a large corpus callosum, and she doesn't change her mind. She simply goes electronically from the right lobe, which is feelings, to the left lobe, which is thinking. Men absolutely get irritated with the fact that women think and feel, whereas men think or feel, because they, especially right-handed, they have a smaller corpus callosum, which is a fibrous mass, like a bridge between the two brain lobes, the right lobe, which is very feeling-centered, and the left lobe, which is very decisional. Men run their lives from their intuition. They're born with 15 genes that are committed to their brain being very intuitive. And so with that in mind, our natures must be cherished, and your nature, man, must be respected anatomically. Now, left-handed men, ambidextrous men, they have a larger corpus callosum because they are still in the first 8 days of their conception, which allows their brain to be more like a woman's. Every woman has a large corpus callosum. but only left-handed men, ambidextrous men, biologically, physically gay men, have that larger corpus callosum. So you know what? A man who's with any woman has got to understand that she's got to be cherished naturally. In other words, I'm giving you a piece of data which will allow you to never say, this doesn't make sense what you're saying. It doesn't make sense because she's mixing thoughts and feelings. And are you right or left-handed?
I'm right-handed, so yes, I know I'm either one or the other. And one of my concerns is also her not having enough time, and she may have to take another job over the weekends. And, you know, that's when I was hoping to come up there. So I realize that's a negotiation thing, but I'm concerned about not having enough
money
time.
Money in play. You're concerned about what?
Concerned about not having enough time with her in the future. You know, like you said, I've been ever since the beginning saying, you know, my goal is to get together at least once a month, and that could be a challenge moving forward more with her schedule. But I have some stuff that could be getting in the way too. So, you know, it's made me consider availability.
That's right. In order to have a good intimate relationship, you have to be willing to cherish and respect each other. She needs, biologically, she needs to be cherished. Does she want to be cherished or respected first?
Oh, no, definitely cherished. She says that I cherish her very well, and she, and that's, you know, one reason that she was willing to say yes.
And are you respected by her?
I think so. Sometimes when she gets into that big corpus callosum going back and forth, sometimes I wonder if I am. And also, sometimes she brings up wanting to make changes. And I say, hey, you know, I am who I am. And, you know, there's certain things I can change, but I'm not going to become a completely different person.
You know my tools. Don't you know my tools?
Yeah, well, you've shared them before. It's always great to hear the tools for men.
Okay. So when she irritates you, the first thing you say to her is, you have every right to think that, say that, feel that, do that. But I think I need blah, 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 whatever it is you need. Time. Or space, or whatever it is you need, what you say first, and hear this, please make her right for what she's doing wrong, and then telling her what you need to feel respected.
I've been pretty good at doing the you've got every right, and then following it up with what I want, and she has been pretty receptive. Hopefully we're going to be able to talk tonight because she's usually pretty busy during the week.
So there you go. She's doing, just remember, biology. Most illnesses are based on mental problems. And most of those are the epidemic of what? The epidemic of wanting both respect and cherishing, and at the same time, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to check myself sometimes on that.
Are you willing, when she does something that is narcissistic, it's both feelings and thinking, which means she's a 10 and you're a 0, are you willing to make an appointment with her and teach her how to talk to you?
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, I can certainly make the appointment, and I think I've done some of that before, but then sometimes I guess teaching is saying, I want this at, you know, that moment. I mean, I told her that when it sounded like she was giving me ultimatums, I didn't want,
when she's mothering you.
Yes, yes. I definitely brought that. I brought up the, and she said, no, I don't want to do that. That came up when, you know, before I officially asked her, and I've brought it up since then too.
Well, if you're willing to be a man, right-handed, and you want to teach her how to be your woman, you have to make an appointment to do it at her comfort zone. When would it be comfortable for you to learn how to communicate with me, darling?
Yes.
Would
so
she
I
give
was planning
you a date?
No, but I, yes. Yesterday I said, I want to talk tomorrow. Would you be comfortable with that? And she said, yes. So now that it's getting towards the end of the workday, I'll probably reach out to her and say, okay, well, you know, I still want to talk today. Would you be comfortable doing it in a, you know, in a couple of hours?
And if she said yes, what would be the first thing out of your mouth?
Okay, well, let's talk at 7. How do you feel about that?
No, that's the timing. How do you bring up the subject? I want to talk about the fact that you said, you did, you thought, you felt. What did she do that felt disrespectful to you?
I really wanted to use the time to negotiate the next time that we get together more than anything else. I think I've already brought up the mothering and the respect stuff. So I don't think there's anything on that. It's really more to, okay, I've got to get an airline ticket. This weekend probably won't work, so we'll have to do it a few more weekends out. So it's more making a commitment to that so I can get an airline ticket to go up there. And then eventually, you know, I told her I'd come up one more time for her birthday, but I said for this relationship to work, it's also going to mean coming down. And she's told me that's a difficult thing for her, and she has some good reasons for that. But it's like, hey, when we agreed to the relationship, we said that that would certainly be part of it.
Now, how did she disrespect you by not contributing to the negotiation? What did she say? Oh, I don't want to talk about this. Or,
No, she didn't really say anything like that. But it was more, this was maybe a week or two ago now, that it was, and I saw the text message. It was like texting like ultimatums, like, you know, I want this changed, and I'm not so happy with you on you know, I'm not happy with this thing about
that's
you
her,
and then I start,
that's her being mothering to you.
Yes.
What did,
and
did
I,
you
and
say
I
to her
up.
Did you I want
I
you
said,
to respond to her and style of communication that she's doing it. So was she writing, talking, texting?
Let's see. Last week it was talking on Zoom. It has happened in texting before, and I have said, hey, you do have every right, but, you know, I told you when we got together this, you know, these are some things you know, that are going on with me, and, you know, there's limits to, you know, hey, if you're uncomfortable with this part about me, it's something you've known about for, you know, five plus months. So, you know, I'm not saying never on some things, but I'm also, that part of this is who I, you know, is part but of who I am. It's about the acceptance.
Yes. Do you get her to the place where you ask her, will you please signal me that you're uncomfortable in this certain way, which is, tell me I have a right to do what I'm doing, but it's uncomfortable, and it would be more comfortable if you did it this way. Are you willing to teach her how to negotiate?
Yes, I have told her that I don't want to have these conversations by text because, unfortunately, a lot of it comes up that way because it is our primary mode of communication. And I have said, let's, make an appointment to talk about things on the phone, or I would prefer on Zoom. And then, of course, if it's a really big thing, I'd prefer to do it when we get together. So I don't have a big thing. Today seems like it's more negotiating the next time that we get together.
All right, but will you use my tools?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely used some of them about, the making them right to be wrong and making appointments and timeouts. I have done that before too.
Then what are you bored with? What are you upset with? Because this is going to go on the rest of your life. Is she American?
Yes, she is. I'm concerned more about
women's live has taught women to be courageously independent, autonomous, masculine, whatever you want to call it.
No. She's done well, but I would say my primary concern is something she's very concerned about, which is her money situation and potentially having to work on the weekends. And in some ways, I mean, we're not getting married right now, so I don't know all the details of it, but I do know she's got a lot to take care of in that department. And the more I hear about it, the more it concerns me. Although I do think she has potential to get out of it. She's very smart and has, in a career where she could certainly move up and make more.
Are you willing to be a two-location couple?
Yes, I've told her from the beginning that I could, because of who she is, getting together, because I think she's very special, and has a month, despite my reservations on some things, and in some ways,
then are you willing to, when she does something that irritates you, in that moment, unless you're in front of a, you're in an audience or something, is to do the tool, stroke and stand. You have a right to say that, but I feel disrespected by it. I want you to say it this way instead. How do you feel about respecting my request?
Yeah, that's definitely something I can do. I think I'm doing it better than I did I'm certainly putting my voice out there better than I did in the past, and your stuff has definitely helped me a lot.
Are you willing? How long have you known her now?
Now we're right about 5 months. So, I really didn't even ask her until
the last time I went up. The imperfect period. First 3 months, everybody's doing it the best they can. The second 3 months, which is including 6 months, which is that's where the burps come up and you have to start negotiating communication techniques. The third 3 months is when you start negotiating for longevity. That's the time, space, money, and play. Are you thinking of getting married ever?
I am leaning against that, and she's also said that she doesn't want to get married again. She's been married in the past because
then you're compatible. I don't care if you're getting married or you're not getting married, as long as you're both in the same boat. Are you willing to donate 4 more months minimum? You don't even know somebody till you know them for a year.
No, and I think that's very right. And even though I get these ideas of like, all right, I'm ready to go. She's doing this and that, and I don't have enough time with her. But no, I made the commitment to be in a relationship with her and see her. And if she, comes down, and if she does come down here at least a couple times, we're still negotiating how often that'll happen. But the goal is to get together once a month. So I'd like to do that longer. And in some ways, I think our relationship probably, has gotten slowed. I didn't ask her until I knew her for 5 months. Because this is really only the third time I've seen her.
I understand that. Please consider Zooming me as a couple.
Oh, yes. Well, I told her a little bit about you. I did tell her that, she brought up the cherishing word on her own. And I said, well, Dr.
Copy of my book.
I think I have an extra copy. I believe I have more than one. So that is certainly a thought. And she does love to read.
What?
She loves to read.
Then please give her a copy of my book. And if you're willing, you can read it and underscore the things you want her to note.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I want to get your man's world and a woman's universe, because I know you've always said that's a little more geared towards
no,
men.
No, that
isn't
one
it?
Is, no? That's graduate school. I'm talking about getting to I do. But you can say,
I
don't need to get to I do. I just need to know how to negotiate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
All I want to do is teach the two of you the tools.
Well, that certainly sounds great. I know they've helped me a lot already.
Well, give her a chance. I mean, give me one chance to be on and to teach the tools. We have 2 hours. I can get it done.
I know you could. So if we get to that point, that would be nice. I remember when you were doing the workshops, I was like, oh, it would have been great to have gone as a couple to one of those. Well, I guess this is the next best thing.
Feel free to be a couple on the radio with me. I would be honored, and the audience would love it.
Yeah. Oh, it's too bad, because I was up there on Thursday the last time. But I'll keep that in mind. Hopefully, we can make that happen one day.
Good. So, what have I taught you today?
Reminded me about the tools, the negotiating, the teaching, the communication, using the assertive communication, reminding of, the left brain, right brain, and the corpus callosum, and how, I already knew the irrational, illogical, and irritating, but remembering that, women can go back and forth on it, and, she can still be valuable.
Good. So consider what I offered you, because I would love to do it and it would benefit you.
Oh, yes. I will definitely keep that in mind and see if we can get in the same place on a Thursday one day.
Have to have the same phone number.
Okay. Well, I don't have to be
anywhere but on the phone.
Okay. Well, I think it's a great idea, and I appreciate the offer.
Good. Excellent. Good work.
All right. Well, thank you for doing the work with me, and we'll certainly call back with more soon.
Good. Excellent.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Good night. Wouldn't that be wonderful to have a couple?
Oh, it would be so great. I would love it. It would be fabulous. Cannot wait for that to happen. Good. Hope that it does. Hope it does.
Good.
Okay, let me hit up the switchboard and see what's shaking. I believe we've got another call.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. I'm engaged to a wonderful man. Yeah, thank you. And my father is in his 90s, up in he's in Canada and another country, and I've been thinking about going to visit him, but I don't know if it's would it be like rejecting my fiance if I said I just want to go see him, because really it's probably he's eccentric, and he I can't stay there because of that the house is kind of dusty. He's gotten eccentric as he got older. So
are you thinking of taking your fiance with you?
I mean, ideally, I would love to have him meet my father, but my father is really eccentric at this point. So I think
then why don't that's my you question. Visit him alone?
Okay, how would I put it to him so I'm not rejecting my fiance? Yes.
You would say, and this is one of the tools, honey, what do you call him?
Honey. What do I call him?
Honey, I want to tell you something that I want to do, but I want to know your opinion. Are you open to listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
What would he say?
Definitely, yes.
Would it be convenient now, or when would it be convenient for you to listen to my request?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you ever listened to my teaching? You've ever heard me teaching people this?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm teaching you how to make an appointment for a sensitive subject with someone you like, love, and want not to ruin.
Yeah. When I had been engaged before, and he had left to another his home country, and I felt like we weren't a couple anymore because he was off visiting his family without inviting me. So I just want to make sure that he doesn't feel rejected, like how I felt.
How can he feel rejected? Were you going to visit him for a year?
No, just a few days.
Okay. No. So it's not an unreasonable request for a daughter to visit an aging father.
Mm-hmm.
Does your daddy know you're engaged?
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't. No. No.
Because? He would be mad?
I don't think he would comprehend it. I don't know.
Is he demented? Is your daddy out of it?
No, he's just, he's in his 90s. I don't know if it would be something he would understand right now. I don't know.
Okay, so he's not demented. We're not talking about a man that doesn't know who you are.
No. I just said that he's my boy.
Daddy, I want to come and visit you for a few days. What country does he live in?
Canada.
Okay. I want to come to Canada. Where are you? Are you in the United States?
Yeah, I'm in the States.
Okay. What?
I'm here in the States.
That's just fine. Daddy, I want to ask you for permission to visit you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? And when would it be convenient?
Mm-hmm.
Ask him for permission.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to ask your, are you going to at least invite your fiance to go with you?
Well, the thing is, I don't want him to be turned off by the whole thing. So.
Which, your dad or your fiance?
Yeah, my fiance, because it's not going to be a fun trip.
I see.
It's just,
okay, then you go by yourself, but tell mm-hmm. your fiance, I want to visit my dad alone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then we can go and visit him later together. But what do you think about me going for a week? How long do you want to go?
Just maybe 3 days.
3 days? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go see my dad alone. Mother, father, and is your mother alive or not?
Yeah, but...
What?
Yes, but I don't have a relationship with her. So, yeah.
Has she got a relationship with him?
No.
Are they still living together?
No.
Okay, so they're not a couple anymore.
No.
Then you are visiting and you don't like your mother and she doesn't like you?
Right.
Okay.
No, but
does your
she doesn't
dad
been...
like you?
Yes, I mean, yeah. My
okay.
parents have been, they're divorced for a long, long time. But yeah,
okay.
my father.
So we're
yeah.
You're not comfortable bringing your fiance to your father because he might act in a way that'll ruin your relationship. I've got that. You can visit him just as a daughter for a few days, which will mm-hmm. then set you up for considering
yes.
either
oh,
a phone
good.
Call or
yeah.
a visit.
Yeah.
So I am your fiance. How are mm-hmm. you going to open up the conversation with your dad? I am your dad. Oh, no, I'm your fiancé.
Yeah. Well, you know, honey, I want to, do you have the time? But he's very supportive. I mean, I'm sure he supports everything I do. It's more.
I want you to go through
yeah.
the invitation
okay.
with me on the phone as practice,
mm-hmm.
please.
Okay. Honey, I want to see if you're available to talk now or when it's convenient. And
you didn't give him a subject
to talk about visiting my
dad for a few days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he would say yes, and then
Then you would say what? Would it be okay if
yeah,
I visited
right.
my dad
right.
for 3 days or 5 days or a week? What do you want to do?
Yes, would it be okay to visit my father for 3 days?
No. You're not asking is it okay?
Oh.
It's... I want to visit my dad in his old age.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
is, Is that okay with you?
Yes. Would it be okay with you if I went to visit my father for a few days?
And what do you expect he will say?
Well, he will definitely say, I would like to come with you. And
okay.
That's where I'm stuck.
I really appreciate you want to do that, but my father is aging and eccentric, and I'm afraid he will scare you and me. I want to do a joint visit with you at another time after I say goodbye to him.
Okay. So
you do not want to be afraid of your dad. What?
I'm just kind of saying we'll go together it'll be a better trip next time. We could do it together another time because.
But that's telling him what you're going to do. What I want you to say is, you say the words, I want to go with you.
I want to go with you.
I love it that you want to go with me, but my dad is very eccentric, and I'm afraid he will hurt our relationship with what he says. So are you willing to visit with me, my father, at another time?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you say that? Let's start at the top. Start with making the appointment.
Okay, honey, I would like to discuss. I want to discuss visiting my father. Is it a convenient time?
Beautiful.
When it's convenient?
Yes. Is it convenient now?
Yeah, now, and he would say yes. And I would say, okay. Would it be okay with you if I went to visit my father for a few days, and he's going to say, I would like to go with you. And I will say, I really appreciate and love that you want to go with me, but I'm afraid it will hurt our relationship.
Because my father is becoming demented. Old age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
How do you feel about saying my father is not normal acting?
Right. Well, my father is.
That's what you're.
Yeah.
Eccentric.
I say eccentric, and
can just, be rude.
No, it's not so much being rude. It's just the whole. House is dusty and we'd have to stay at a hotel and it would be more work than a vacation. I'm just going to check in.
Okay, so now what are you going to say when he says, I want to go with you? Try that ending again.
I love that you want to be with me and meet my father, but I'm afraid that at this time, it's not a vacation. It's just a checkup with him, and we can go together another time when.
You didn't say what you were afraid of.
That's good. Yeah, I'm afraid it'll hurt our relationship. Yeah.
I'm afraid the way he will treat you will hurt our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Be very precise about what you're saying. Now I'm going to be your boyfriend, for husband, your fiance. I want to go with you. What do you say?
Well, I love that you want to go with me, but I'm afraid that it will hurt our relationship.
You didn't say what would hurt. You didn't say, I'm afraid my father would be mean to you or and me.
Well, no, he's not mean. It's not that he's mean. He's just, living in poverty where he doesn't need to be, but he's eccentric. It's not that he's mean.
He's eccentric. Then use the word eccentric, but you can't, you've got to have a factual piece of information. So take again. Why can't I go with you?
I'm afraid that
you didn't say thank you for wanting.
Yeah. I love it that you want to come out with me. But I'm afraid that his eccentric behavior will hurt our relationship.
Oh, okay. We'll go another time.
Mm-hmm. Right. We'll go another time.
But if he says, I'll handle it. I know you'll handle it. I'm the one that can't handle it. Please help me handle it. Now, let's take it from that. I can handle anything he does. What do you say?
I know you can handle it. It's me that needs help to do it, to handle it.
Please cherish my scared feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I teach people how to fight with love and respect. That's all I do all day for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it right now. I can handle anything he does unless he pulls a gun. What do you say?
I say, I'm afraid that it will hurt our relationship, and I know you can handle it, but I need to do this alone, and I need,
I need my feelings cherished.
Mm-hmm.
I need my feelings cherished.
Mm-hmm. And he does. I mean, he does.
Yes, but you're not.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're doing? You're speaking cryptically. You're just giving, I want to go alone. You are doing things that will turn him off. Your dad is not going to ruin it. People know how to be with eccentric people. You're the one that's hurting it. I'm teaching you how to speak, and you better get off the phone and write down what I'm saying.
Well, I'm writing it down now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw that last line. I can handle anything he throws at me except a gun.
I need my feelings.
What do you say?
I'm afraid that will hurt our relationship, and I need my feelings cherished.
That's beautiful. Will you back that up with verbiage and action?
Yes.
I'm so glad you got to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, he wants, we're completely in love, and he's waiting for my daughter.
Who's he? Who's
my,
he?
My fiance. My fiance and I are, you know, we're ready to get, you know, we're engaged, and he's waiting for my daughter to leave the house. So we're waiting.
How old is she?
She's 17, so she'll be off to college.
When?
You know, in like 6 months.
So wait 6 months and get engaged. Are you going to live together then?
Well, that's what we're waiting for. We are engaged, but we're just waiting for her
what
to
for?
Leave the house.
Then wait for saying, her to leave the house.
Yeah.
Is that your idea or his idea or both?
Well, that's my question. It's his
what?
Idea. It's his idea.
Are you comfortable with becoming a couple?
Yes.
Does your daughter resent leaving?
No, she wants us together. But my question is, when my mother lived with her boyfriend and I moved, I did it. But like, why do we have to wait? Why does he want to wait that long, 6 months?
He doesn't want to wait. He wants to not be in the house with two women.
Oh, okay.
He wants to be with you. He's not marrying your daughter.
Right. But how come other women with kids, they have the man move in and they get married and they don't wait for the kids to
I'll tell leave? You why. Because you don't like your mother and she doesn't like you. Am I correct?
Yeah. So that was right. So you're saying what my mother did to me is caused me not to like her, and I'm doing a better job for my daughter? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, 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 yes. By showing her how to marry a man.
Okay.
I hear a woman that loves other people better than herself. I'm teaching you to talk like you love yourself better than other people.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Got it?
So, because my daughter is already 17 and almost out of the house, we're waiting. But if she was younger, then it would have been
if
a different
was 10,
story.
It would be way different story.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate it.
So
yeah, I understand.
Do you forgive him for wanting you alone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who do you love the most?
Myself.
Who's second?
I guess him.
Is it him or your daughter? How many kids do you have?
Oh, you're talking. No, it's my daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I thought you meant like with
blood
him and
is
I,
thicker but, than water.
Right. So yeah, it would
Got
be
it?
My daughter and then him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, and I finally
your
got
mother,
it. After
your
all these
mother would be on
years.
The list last.
Yeah, dead last. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So would you please love yourself better than your mother did?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I
speak kindly to her.
Well, I don't really speak to her, but yeah, I have to thank you for everything that you've all the books and everything I've been studying. I really appreciate it.
Then please keep it up.
Yeah. Thank you.
All I want is you have to be an I to be a we to be an us. If you're an us before you're a we, you can't be an I either. You've got to be an individual, independent individual who thinks and feels for you and the people you love. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you so much.
Practice what I taught you today.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Carla.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got another call. I want to say, caller, you are live on the air. Do you have a question? Hello, caller, are you there? Interesting. We have groups. We have the best groups. Dr. Pat's groups are amazing and almost always filled. If you want to get on the wait list, the way to do it is reach out via email at info@drpatallen.com. You can set up and sign on to the waiting list to be able to get into one of our groups. And I want to remind everybody where you find our products. It's wantistore.com. And you'll find Dr. Allen's latest book there. It's A Man's World and A Woman's Universe, as well as a whole bunch of other amazing things. I'm reaching out to the switchboard. I think we got, oh, there we go. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Well, I'm taking a while to teach things, but they're very valuable things.
Yes, very valuable to me too.
Okay.
Well, I've talked to you a couple times, and it's regarding someone I've been seeing for the last 4 years. And
That's great.
Yes, but it never became a real relationship. So you told me to go month by month.
In what way? In what way?
He never wanted to commit all the way as say, you know, I'm his girlfriend.
I see. He wants a friend with perks.
Yes.
And gave it to him.
I did. Yes.
Then why should he marry you if he gets it for nothing?
Exactly. And you told me to go month by month and see how I feel. And I've come to it. I come to like the second month that I've talked to you. And I just feel like I can't do this anymore, but I'm hurting.
All right. So are you going to tell him I want to talk to you about us? When would it be convenient? And did you say, I am not going to date you anymore unless I'm engaged with a wedding date?
I didn't go there, no. I didn't go that far.
Well, then you didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I only said I need more. I need, are we ever going to be?
No, dear. What you did was you acted like his little baby girl. I need more love. Give me more love. He doesn't have to give you love. You've already given him 4 years of love.
And he says he likes it the way it is. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he like it? He's got a free wife. Right? So why does he need more? Marriage is not for men. Marriage is for women and kids. Men marry women to keep them away from other men.
Right. So I started noticing that I always had to text him or call him lately. So I just stopped, and I haven't heard from him.
Oh, good. How long have you not heard from him?
Going on 2 weeks.
You got 6 more weeks to go.
Okay. That's the hard part. So after 6 weeks, I just feel like I would really be done with him if they didn't call me.
He's done. You've done 2 weeks, and 8 weeks is the rumination time. Think, feel. Prize. What you're doing right now is deciding the same thing as if you can buy a Cadillac or a Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you've been buying a Ford for 4 years.
Yes. Not feeling good.
Are you getting ready for a better deal?
I am. In that time frame,
have you told him, I don't want to date you anymore without being engaged with the wedding date by what date do you want to be married?
I would say within 6 months.
Within 6 months. But until then, I need a ring on this finger. I don't even need a diamond. I can do a rhinestone. Mm-hmm. I just need a ring that's called an engagement ring. And you introduce me as your fiancé.
Okay. I don't think you would
have
ever
go. Have you ended it with him?
We haven't talked about how we ended it. We just stopped talking. I stopped texting him, or, you know, and because when I would text him, he would right away say, well, come over and see me. But he
I know that, dear. You come over and mother me.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is for women and kids. Harvard did a big study in the 90s. And they said to 10,000 people on campus, off campus, whatever, what is the reason that you married or mated? Mating is marriage without a legal document, and marriage is mating with a legal document. 2/3 of all men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability, a home, somebody cooking and cleaning and having sex. 1/3 of men are with that woman for status and security. Her dad owns this big car company, and I work for the car company. I'm going to stick with her. 2/3 of women mate and marry for sensual and for status and security. 1/3 of women mate and marry, especially over 50, for sensual and sexual security. So are you trying to get laid or paid?
Paid.
Yes. Paid is when he signs the contract with the government that he is on duty to see that your life works.
Okay.
And you reward him with cooking, sex, fun. Have you got that?
Yes. So in
have
this
you read Getting to I Do?
I did. I need to read it again, but I did.
I think you need to read it again.
I do. Now, my question, though, too, is, do I move on?
What's your question?
Do I move on and date other men at this point?
Not for 6 weeks.
Okay.
No, because you participated by mothering him. You did it. Your half.
And if I don't hear from him, do I write a hi-bye letter?
Not till the 8 weeks. You write the hi-bye letter now, but you don't give it to him until 6 more weeks.
Okay.
We're waiting for him to call and say, where have you gone? I'm waiting for my engagement ring and my wedding date next year or this year, whichever.
Okay. Okay. It's just
otherwise,
so
are you comfortable with a lover? Maybe you don't want to be married.
I do want to be married. And he does.
Why?
He's a companion, he says.
Okay. He wants to be married?
No, he wants a companion, and I want to be married.
Oh, okay, you're incompatible, but because you're accepting it, you're compatible. Mm-hmm. I have no problem if you want a lover. I'm not a moralist, I'm a therapist. As long as both of you agree to the agreement, I support you. I support people that have open relationships where they have swing parties. God did not make human beings monogamous. We have to be monogamous to be super good human beings, making love, not just having sex.
Yes.
Are you ready to set your boundaries?
I am. So sending a text just to see how he's doing would be the wrong thing to do, right?
Mothering.
Okay.
You can't do that. Do you know the formula for writing a hi bye letter?
Yes.
Paragraph one, everything I like about you. Paragraph two, the pain of not being with you. The paragraph three, I don't want to be single anymore. Paragraph four, I want to be engaged until next year or when we decide to marry. And then number five, paragraph, thank you for reading this letter and maybe considering getting engaged to be married.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Are your mom and dad married?
They were divorced when I was four, I believe.
Why? Why did they teach you divorce?
I think my mom was very weak, and anything that would happen to her, she would give up very soon. And just gave up on it.
Okay, so what you're saying, she just mothered him out of her marriage. Did she marry somebody else?
No, she let my grandma pretty much persuade her into moving in with her. We all moved in with my grandma. And
okay, so do you see, that's called a script. I read scripts for people. You know what a script is, like in the movies? It's when somebody else designs your life and you let them do it.
That's what it was, I think. I could see that. And they
try
to do that.
Will you write the letter, but you can't give it to him till he hasn't returned for six more weeks? He's got 8 weeks to ruminate about keeping you.
Okay.
If he doesn't make the effort, get another man.
Okay. There's a man that wants to date me right now, so I should just hold off on that.
You should date him while you tell him, I'm just getting over my last boyfriend of 4 years. Because I want to be married.
Okay. And I did tell him that last night. He called me and he goes, you want to get married? And I said, I do. I want a man that wants to marry me. And that's my decision in life. And he said, okay. He goes, that's something I could do.
So you can have lunch with him. You can't have intercourse.
No. Okay.
And I strongly recommend that because of this experience you've gone through, I would get at least a promise ring for your left hand.
From the new guy?
from the new guy.
Okay.
Don't set up another 4-year trip.
No, I'm too old for that.
That's right. How old are you?
55.
That's fine. You're not that old. Anyway, what I'm saying, you learned what you learned from this one, and don't have intercourse without a ring that's at least an honorable friendship ring that says you're taken.
Okay. I will do that.
But you can't do it until this man, you give him your letter at the end of 6 more weeks, and you can tell the new guy that you're setting up this test, because you can't do what you're doing anymore.
Okay.
But you can have lunch with him, you can date him, you see? Just don't have intercourse with him.
And then with the guy that I've been seeing for 4 years, if he says, are you dating? I think you're dating. What do I say?
I am dating. Of course I'm dating. I'm waiting for you to either get engaged to me or I get somebody else. What do you think I'm saying?
Because that's what he asked me randomly. Like, oh, I know you're on a date right now. And I'm like, no, I'm not. You know,
what's wrong with that? I want to get married.
Okay.
Does he say he doesn't want to get married?
He says he does not want to get married. He says he want to live with
then
someone.
Then he's honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll say, I want to get married. We're growing incompatible.
Okay. Yeah, when I first met him, he said, it's not out of the picture, but he's in the very beginning.
Well, honey, you gave him a free wife. Why would he put it in the picture?
Right. I know. I feel like it is my fault. I know.
It's not your fault. It's your script. You learned it from your mom.
Yeah. And she never remarried. So, yeah.
I know that. That's what I'm talking about. You're at the right age to get married.
Right. And my youngest is going to be going off on his own soon. And I think that's what the old, the guy that I've been talking to is waiting for. And because he said he doesn't want to get involved with the kids until,
I know that, but does he want to get engaged? What you need now is engagement.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would
say. Tell him, I will stop dating other men if I'm engaged with the wedding date next year.
Okay. That sounds good.
Got it?
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
And call us back and tell us what happens.
Okay, I sure will. All
right. Good
enjoy
girl.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
All righty. So we've got some more calls in the queue. The switchboard's been talking to me and telling me that we do. Dr. Allen, we've got another caller. Yeah. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Pat. I just had a question about how to proceed forward with this recent breakup. It's been on and off with this guy for about collectively 8 months.
You dated him for 8 months?
Yes, 8 months. There was a time
with a commitment or without? With a commitment or without?
With commitment. We were exclusively dating each other.
Very good. So what is the question?
So the question is, now that he's ended it with me, he's someone that is in the Army, and he's getting out of the Army by March of next year. And there have been times when he has, to be honest, five times that we were dating, and he would get anxious about his future of where he would be in the next year, transitioning into civilian life. And so we would smooth things over, get back together. Then he'd have another time when he'd get anxious, and then he'd end it, and then we'd smooth it over and get back together. This past Saturday.
I understand that.
Yes. So
he runs away from home and then goes back.
Oh, yes. That's a good way to put it. And he's someone
you keep
that
remarrying him.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. Yeah. And,
yeah, I know it is a good way. I've used it for 50 years.
Okay. So my question is, now this last time, it seems like it's really final, I guess. He says that once he's working with some headhunters to find a job, and most likely will go back to the East Coast. He's from the Boston, New England area. And I thought that we were in alignment, and we were going to start a future together, you know, buy a house, have kids. He would get a really good job through this headhunter.
But have you ever told him these things?
Yes. We would have discussions about it. And I don't know if it was just him telling me things that I wanted to hear, but
yes,
I figured.
But mostly you didn't say, and if I don't have these by this date, you've been dating him how long?
It's about 8 months.
Okay. Are you going to ask for your engagement ring?
I don't know how to do that if we've broken up already. This last time seems the most permanent. If he said that he can't commit to, he's just not ready. He was divorced 2 years ago.
When was the last time you dated him?
The last time was up until this past Saturday. Yeah.
Last Saturday was your last date.
We were supposed to have gone out. I guess that was the day that he broke up with me. So I guess the last date would have been a week ago from today, last Thursday. Yeah.
So how would he know that he's in the doghouse if you're dating him?
Oh, if I'm dating him?
When are you going to stop dating him? When was the last time you made love?
I think it was a week ago. Yeah, I guess about a week ago.
That's right. So you were married to him last week. Every time you smell him, and especially make love, you're remarrying him.
Okay.
Do you call him?
No. I was going to start going to 8 weeks, and 3 days in, I guess this past Tuesday, he texted me to check in and see how I'm doing. He said that he...
And that's him bed checking you. He's doing exactly what I know. And what you're doing is, I want you always to answer everything he calls. I don't want you to call him, but I want you to answer everything. And when he says, let's get together, you'll say, I'll meet you in any jewelry store and get my engagement ring.
Okay.
Do you want to be married to him?
Yes, I thought that's where we were heading. Yes.
What made you think he was heading towards a wedding?
Because we talked about it. We've talked about that.
No,
that we both wanted to get married.
He gave me the ring that said, "Honey, engagement rings say go away to other men. Engagement rings say you're my woman. I'm your man. Are you ready to go to the bottom line?" You've already started. The one thing I want you to change is you answer every call he makes, but you don't see him or smell him.
Okay. Unless
because
he...
that will trigger you back. What? Unless he says, "Okay, we'll get you a gold band. I don't care what kind of a ring, as long as it's an engagement ring."
Okay. So answer every text, every phone call, or FaceTime calls, okay, if that was ever the case?
What was that?
Are FaceTime calls okay, where you have video chats? Are those acceptable to accept as well?
All contacts, all sex, everything. Every time he reaches out to you, he's marrying you.
And is marrying me in the sense of contacting me, is that considered good or bad?
He's bed checking. He's bed checking.
What does that mean exactly?
He is checking to see if some guy has already got you. What did you hear me say a little while ago? Men marry to keep women away from another man. When a man marries, he takes on responsibility for you and whatever. When a woman marries, she gives up a lot of independent freedom. But they like that because it makes them a team.
Okay. So he's just checking to see if anyone's filled that space yet.
You're not kidding.
Okay.
So what are you going to do? Do you want to try to finish and get married to him?
I'd like to see if that's still a possibility and if he's open to it.
The way he's open for it is that you're not calling him for anything. You're writing a letter, but you won't give it to him until the end of 8 weeks.
Okay.
But
and then it's
he
actually
reaches
one that...
out to you, what?
It's the letter, that's something that I'll actually end up giving to him. Correct? It's not something that I just keep to myself.
No, it's a letter that gets, do you know the letter? Did you hear me say first paragraph, everything you like about him? Second paragraph, the pain of not being with him. Third paragraph, what you don't want. I don't want to be alone without you. Paragraph four, what I do want to be with the man that wants to be married to me. And the fifth paragraph is, thank you for reading my letter and considering getting engaged and married within a few months.
Okay. I'm wondering,
it's called closing the deal.
For letters like
you've
that,
you've been a free wife for a long time. What?
No. If... so let's say this letter gets sent and if he doesn't reply back, then that's the answer, right?
That's goodbye. And if he doesn't reach out to you in 8 weeks, he's goodbye.
Okay. And so every time he does reach out, the 8 weeks start all over then, correct?
Open again. Every time he reaches out, it's 8 weeks starting again.
Okay.
But you don't smell him. You don't have sex with him because that bonds you to him. and you date other people without intercourse because you don't want to repeat this free wife thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to close the deal?
Should I start dating other people, other guys now, or should I wait till after the 8 weeks is over?
You can date them, but tell them I'm getting over a 4-year relationship. Don't have sex with them. Don't have intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal.
Okay. If it's, you said a 4-year relationship, but this was only 8 months. Should I still tell them 4 years? Does it matter?
Wait a minute. You've only, if I made a mix up of dates, make the right statement.
Okay.
You've dated him how long?
8 months.
8 months. That's not 4 years. Somebody else said that. So you say that you're ready to settle down and the man you're with isn't. So you're dating.
Okay.
You want a man that wants to get married.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
But don't give them a free wife or they don't need to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
All right. Now let's do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And if you want me to approve of, if you want me to approve of your high buy letter in 6 weeks, give my daughter a call and hire me for 15 minutes to listen to your letter.
Okay.
You can reach out to info@drpatallen.com to set that appointment.
Okay. You said it was Dr. Pat Allen or. I'm sorry, repeat that one.
It's info@drpatallen.com.
Okay. And then, okay. So then we're waiting like the 8 weeks, then we'll do the letter or I'll reach out to you guys.
Well, you write the letter now and I approve of it. And if he calls you, you keep the letter, but you don't have sex with him unless you're getting engaged.
Okay. All right. So I can respond to texts, phone calls, FaceTime calls,
everything.
As long as
you
he reaches out.
You can respond to everything, but you don't smell him.
Don't smell him and don't initiate any text myself, right? Don't initiate any contact
that's
myself.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Okay. And then if he wants
no
to meet up.
No free mothering. What?
Okay. And if he wants to meet up, then just make sure to tell him that I want, I guess the next time that we meet up, is to choose an engagement ring or a ring. Yeah.
That's right. I'll meet you at Costco's. I don't care. Gold bands, doesn't have to have diamonds. It has to have a title, engagement ring.
Okay.
If you were only dating him under 6 weeks, six months, you could do a friendship ring. But you've been with him 8 months.
Do you think that there's any hope? Yeah, any hope of this turning around? Just curious.
The truth of the matter is, giving him a free wife bombed your chance of marrying him. Do you know what women like you end up doing?
Right.
You get so tired of chasing them and loving them that when they finally come back using my tools, you don't want them. Are you falling out of love with him?
No. If anything, I felt like I was almost like working hard to just kind of calm his anxiety about where his job was going to be in his future and transitioning to civilian life.
Honey, I got news for you. When you're engaged to him, the two of you will work it out. Did you read Getting to I Do?
I read it to a point. I'm not all the way done. I'm kind of towards the back end where like the negotiation or the bargain part is, like, of a relationship.
So
like after
chapter 14, yeah. Making a deal is time, space, money, and play. You can't buy a car or a house the way you're trying to get married.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to start closing the deal.
Do you think if there's a chance that he moves back to the East Coast by March of next year, do you think that this is, do you think it's almost too late with that time frame because it's going
to
be November?
No, it's not too late. No. You're just in the mood to negotiate a deal for moving.
Yes, because he said he wasn't ready to commit to a move with me, and he wasn't ready for a commitment.
He's saying, I'm not ready to commit because you don't require it. You don't understand. Mm-hmm. You're 50% responsible for him not proposing.
Mm.
You're giving him a free wife.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I was afraid of what to do. Yeah. Okay.
Well, read my book and do as I say. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr.
Okay. Pat. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Right, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That call-in number... 323-203-0815. And I believe we've got another caller. Sam at the switchboard is going to get that for us. And info at drpetal.com. You can have your script done. You can get a critique of your hi-bi letter. That's all you have to do is reach out via email, info@drpetallen.com, and Sue will set you up. That's also how you get on the waiting list for our groups, which are amazing and so much fun. And great work. We do great work in those groups. Okay, let's see what we've got going on here.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Jean Viet Alexander.
Callers. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. We want to talk to you. So make sure you pick up if you don't recognize the number in your inner queue. It's probably us calling you back. All right. I think Sam will try to get us another one.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Yay. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So I want to know if you can translate some behavior for me.
Sure.
I had written an ex a hi-bi letter, and for the last few weeks, he has been playing me in an online Scrabble game that we play. Like, he plays me multiple times a day.
Anything he does. I don't care if you're counting pennies. Anything he's doing with you is connecting, and connecting has its sensual, sexual aura.
Okay, so you recommend that I...
to you playing a game. What?
So you recommend that I just keep playing it?
Well, I don't know what you're doing with him. You haven't told me what... Is he a boyfriend? Is he a husband? What is he?
No, he's an ex-boyfriend that I wrote a hi-bye letter to like a month ago.
And what was his answer? A month is only 4 weeks. Did you give him 8 weeks?
I'm giving him 8 weeks, but he's just been playing the game. His answer to the letter was that he's trying to move on and that he's not happy.
So what he's saying to you is he wants you to be a free wife, but not a real wife.
Is he saying that through playing the game?
He's saying that when he says he's not happy. He's playing the game to keep you stimulated in his world.
Right. So that's what I'm wondering. Should I stop playing that game?
No, that's rejection. You don't want to reject him.
Right.
He's ruminating. Think, feel, think, feel, think, feel. Do I want to marry? Do I not? Did you tell him you wanted to marry?
Yes. I mean, we were on the path to marriage. That's not what broke us up. So
what I'm hearing is you told him, I'm not going to have sex with you anymore. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to date you. Is that true or not?
We broke up.
Are you dating him?
No, we're not dating at all. We haven't seen each other in 4 months.
Okay, so you definitely are in, you know, that space where you're not dating, but he is bed checking you and reaching out to you to stimulate your oxytocin bondage. You see, when you're with or smell or hear somebody you love, your body produces super glue, oxytocin, that keeps you bonded, married physically to him. Understand that?
Yes, I get that.
And I don't mind that until you get tired of it.
I see. Okay.
But I heard you say that he's unhappy not seeing and smelling and touching you.
Well, he said in his letter back that he's been unhappy, but I think he meant just in his life. And the implication I took it was that he's trying to work on himself a little bit before he would jump back in things with me, I guess.
So what does he need? Is he a drug addict?
Not that I'm aware. No, he's not.
Okay. How long have you dated him?
We were on and off for about a year and a half.
Okay. So that's significant. I say you don't even know somebody until you know him a year. So you know him. What does he need to change?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Does he work?
Yeah, he works.
And does he eat? Is his body healthy?
Yeah, I think it was more emotional. I can only speculate, but towards the end of our relationship, we were fighting a lot. And so
over
I think
what?
He just,
over what?
Other women.
Dating other women?
He had dated other women right before we got back together, and he was kind of overlapping in the beginning. And I found out about
it. Sex with you and sex with them.
No, because I wasn't sleeping with him until we were officially back together, but he told me that we've never had uncommitted sex because I've followed that rule very well.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But he misses you. Do you agree?
I do think that's possible. But here's the thing. I did make a mistake. Here it is. We've been playing this game all day, multiple times a day for a few weeks. And then one morning I just sent him a text that said, miss you. I know. I'm embarrassed and I know better. And he did not respond to the text, but of course he started a new game and is playing the game.
So what he did was you confessed your love for him and he went back to nursing off of you. And you mothered him.
By confessing, by saying miss you. Yeah.
Yes. So he got confident and sat down on his buns and said, she'll chase me. She'll want me. But you're not doing that, are you?
No, I'm not, other than just responding when he plays the game. But I actually have not played it all week because I've been busy with work and I've been confused about whether I should be playing the game or not. Like, is it breadcrumbs?
Do you want to play the games? Because the game is your form of sex.
Well, I would prefer to get back together.
Well, then feel free not to play the game unless you're back together. Send them a note. Now, you've done 1 week without the game?
Right. I haven't played for about a week.
I have not played the game with you for a week, and I don't want to play any game unless I'm engaged. Got it?
So
Are you willing to do that?
Dr. Allen, you think I should send him that message?
Why not? You're telling him I'm not going to play the game. He's playing a game with you to see that you're responding to him. And you now, without my direction, you're getting tired. You're falling out of love with him. And you didn't play the game for a week. And I'm saying to you, send him a message that says, I'm not playing the game anymore unless we're engaged.
And that's it. No context or anything else. Just exactly like that.
You can still answer his contacts, but you're saying you're not going to play the game. The only thing you're stopping is the game.
So, and this is where it's good for you to tell me this, because my ego is telling me that he'll think I'm crazy because we've been broken up and he's probably dating other women. But
honey, that doesn't matter. That's him trying to replace you, but not replacing you, indicated by him contacting you. If he doesn't contact you within 8 weeks, he's gone.
Okay. So I just send a message and just let him know, hey, I'm not going to be playing the game anymore unless we are back together and engaged.
Back together, yeah. Whatever you call together. But a friendship ring? Would you consider yourself a girlfriend with a friendship ring?
I would, but I like engaged because we were supposed to get engaged this summer.
There. Now you just said the words. Then say, do you have to have a diamond? Can you have a gold band?
I could have a gold band for sure.
Well, if he doesn't have enough money.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I'm having a little bit of struggle.
You can put that in the note.
That I don't mind just having a gold band?
That's right.
Okay, and this isn't too much because he did reject my hi-bye letter.
What did he say? He said, I don't want a commitment.
Right. He said, I'm trying to move on.
But he's not getting to move on because he's reaching out to you. That's what I'm saying. What he says and what he does are not matched.
Okay. So I send him that note, and then he has 8 weeks.
You're telling him that you're not even going to play the game with him.
Okay, I can do that. I'm going to do that. I have nothing to lose by doing that.
I know that. I know that. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
You're very welcome. And go back and read Getting to I Do Again.
I need to, 100%. I will. Say a prayer that I'm engaged next time I call.
Very good. God, get them engaged.
Thank you. Amen.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye, caller. Okay. Thank you. I cannot wait to hear the update on this one. It is going to be very interesting. Okay, let me see what we've got going on here at our switchboard.
Hello?
Are you having fun tonight? Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Good show today. It's been interesting to listen to you, Dr. Allen. I really enjoy.
What's interesting? 2 hours. What do you find interesting?
Well, first, I identify a lot with the other women, and like the woman you were just talking to that was playing a game with another man, I think online, I kind of identify with her from maybe the person I was 2 years ago. I was playing
okay.
those games with men and really mothering them. And I've just been doing a lot of work to improve myself, to stop doing that.
Good. Excellent. And what can I do for you today?
So today, I just had a question about loneliness.
Oh, and yes. Loneliness
is
the world's worst problem. It creates more illness than anything else.
So what do you think, in your professional opinion, is a solution to it?
The solution that I recommend is doing some things with other people that you both like, whether it's dancing or feeding the poor, something with somebody. Do you have a girlfriend?
Right. Well, right now I'm new in this city, so I'm trying to
out.
I've been volunteering, and so my social system has been pretty scrambled.
Do you belong to a church?
No.
What church do you belong to?
I don't know. I'm not a church goer, but I do like to
volunteer. I got news for you. You're a people. See, when you're lonely, go where other people are going to not be lonely. Have you ever gone to a church as a child?
I did, and I actually like
denomination.
The Catholic. In
okay.
The
I'm Catholic.
I know the.
But have you gone to any New Age churches? What city do you live in?
I'm in Sacramento in California. And
okay,
yeah, I have been invited to church, but I've just never gone because I just didn't think I would enjoy it.
I want you to know that churches today, even Catholic churches, are doing social groups for lonely people.
Okay,
you see. So yeah. They often have coffee after church. They have dinners for celebrations. Like my church has got a craft show going, and that's a good place for you to go and socialize with men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you belong to some kind of organization.
Right, yeah.
Do you have an old people's home anywhere near?
I can look it up.
Old people love company, and many of them don't have any relatives left.
Oh, that is a wonderful idea.
Do you see?
Huh. Yeah.
And many, many old people, I'm 87, and I'm living with my daughter, and she's a retired nurse. So we're being companions, and we just went to a wedding for my grandson, her cousin, in Texas. Mm-hmm. So if you can do things where people are loving one another, by talking or doing crafts or having lunch.
Right.
Go join the human race.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know why I have such a hard time with it. I don't know. Because I love
you have a hard time
people.
With it because you're lonely. Lonely people are waiting for mommy and daddy to come and take care of them. But mommy and daddy are not coming.
No.
So guess what you did? You called me up. How long have you been listening to this show?
3 years.
No. Today. 20 minutes?
Today.
Hour?
Maybe an hour. The past hour.
Do you realize that by listening to this show, where people in pain are working to love one another, especially sexually, marriage? Do you understand?
Yeah.
You need three things in life. Someone to love, even if it's an animal. Do you have an animal?
No.
Do you want one?
Yeah, I would like a little dog.
Do you know that because of this virus, animal shelters are empty because people want that's beneficial to you and them? That's why I do this radio show.
Right.
You see? And something to look forward to. And that is your boyfriend coming around or a new man coming around.
Okay.
What I want is for you to get into action, to love yourself amongst other people.
Yeah.
And you might want to visit
do it.
Because nobody's asked you to do it. See, kids don't need to go to church to socialize because they have school. Married people have family. Who loves you?
My mother.
Where is she?
She's in Kenya.
Well, Kenya, I mean, I suppose you can talk on the phone, but don't you have some kind of something you could love, join where you're at?
I can. Yeah, I can. I can find, I know of things so, that I want to do. So I just,
so would you,
I don't know why I have a hard time doing it.
Here and cut you off because we are out of time. Please call back next week, caller. We want to hear from you. We want to hear if you got to reach out to maybe some elderly people and gotten involved in community. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. And that includes awesome. Someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to.
Perfect. We love you all. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.